The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Take the time to settle in. Listen to the body. Make any last adjustments. Cell phones off. It's useful to have a sense of gratitude that we have this time. Befriending the experience of the body that's sitting here, the body that feels like this now. Taking the time, befriending this experience of sensation, a willingness to be close, to be intimate, breathing in, feeling the body just as it is, breathing out, feeling the body just as it is. You don't need to make up a story about the body, why it feels the way that it feels. Instead, we're expressing this willingness to be close, to be aware that it feels like this now. Open, undefended, intimate. Realizing in the most simple, basic way that it's safe to relax. In other words, it's safe to feel whatever's here to be felt. It's not necessary to resist, to be tight. Not necessary to be distracted or in denial. And as a very simple, powerful training, while feeling the sensations of the breath coming in, training the mind to be open, to be intimate with the sensations of the whole body sitting. And then while feeling the sensations of breathing out, open the attention to include all of the sensations in the body, just as they are. Breathing in, sensitive to the body just as it is, while breathing out, sensitive to the body, allowing the body to be the way it is. So we're using the sensations here in the body to develop, to strengthen this continuity of awareness. It's a simple, powerful training. And begin again and again. And of course, the knowing mind will know other experiences, will know the experience of thinking, will know emotion, sound, sight. No need for any of that to be a problem. Oh, this is being known. Breathing in, oh, this is being known. While breathing out, oh, this is being known. It's always gonna come down to a very simple fact that something is being known. Whether that something is a sound, a sight, a thought, an emotion, sensation in the body. It's just this experience of the mind or body being known. So even though we may use the breath and the sensations in the body as a training for the mind to develop a continuity of present moment awareness, when other strong experiences arise, then quite naturally the attention will know that other experience. And the wisdom, the practice recognizes, oh, now it's this being known. This is being known. Well, can this be okay that this is being known? Does the mind and body need to get tight or resist or judge? Or can there be this simple recognition, now this is being known? It might be a pleasant experience that's being known. It might be an unpleasant or a neutral experience that's being known. So we'll continue in silence now for a while. this willingness to relax and be open, even vulnerable, to what's coming and going in the body and mind is a kind of love. Kind of tender heartedness and wisdom. A wisdom that understands that it's safe, it's skillful to be open, to be real about how it is. Not the story how it is, but the connection with sensation. With the activity of the body and mind coming, going, changing. So for just another minute or so, relax, the mind opening, connecting, allowing, letting things be.